Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show.
RT primetime viewers were tuned in on Tuesday night, well, last night's programme. They were left horrified, ashamed, by the state of O'Connell Street in Dublin. Now, somebody just sent me a video, by the way, this morning. Nothing has changed. Some drug addict wandering around up to all sorts of shenanigans there in the middle of O'Connell Street. A friend of mine just sent me a video and said nothing's changed. Well, of course it hasn't changed in one day, I would imagine. It's taken years to get to the point where it is today. And most people are referring to O'Connell Street today on social media and everywhere else as a kip. And to be honest with you, it's not a nice word, kip, but it's a very descriptive word. And I think it, you know, if you look up the dictionary under the word kip, it probably has O'Connell Street written underneath it, because that's what it is. And we can't avoid calling it a name like that. That's the title it deserves, because we should be proud of it. It is the main thoroughfare in a capital city. And yet, look at it. Wasn't like that when I was a child. When I was a child, people were very proud of O'Connell Street. As I said earlier on, it had a 5-star hotel, 2 beautiful cinemas, wonderful shopping. People could walk up and down and peruse the wonderful statues. Well, with the exception of that, the floozy and the jacuzzi. But wonderful statues and everything else. And we were proud of O'Connell Street. Now look at it. Look at the state of it. You know, Paul Keogh mentions that it's, you know, riddled with violence and druggies, as he called them. Aon O'Riordan wasn't too pleased about that, but then again, Aon O'Riordan never is. But I mean, look, he's been accurate and he's been honest. You can't even walk down the boardwalk and you'll see open drug dealing going on in fights. It's disgusting. So who's firstly, there's two questions. Whose fault that it's got to this point? And how do you fix it? How do you fix the problem of O'Connell Street? The number is 087-188-0008. And by the way, I'm sure that in your own cities, in Cork and Limerick and Galway, you have similar issues with certain streets. And maybe you could obviously talk to us on that as well. By the way, breaking news coming in as well, that Putin has just declared martial law in the Ukraine. So Putin has just declared martial law. I'm just looking here. According to the Daily Mail, Putin brings in martial law in annexed Ukrainian territory. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, let me just go to... Who do I go to? Tony, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Tony?
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you doing? It's a bit gloomy out there today, I'm afraid, with the thunder rumbling here on the south side of the city.
I heard funny noises there a while ago, and Ruth is looking in at me and she's saying, you want to hear the thunder? Because I'm in a studio, I find it difficult to hear.
Yeah, it's kind of matching the mood of O'Connell Street at the moment, which is kind of gloom and dreary. Yeah. But I think the two of us are of a certain age, Niall. I used to go to school in the north inner city back in the late 1980s, and you remember, it was always a bit of a run-down, sort of poor area of the city.
Yeah, the tenement houses, etc., etc., yeah.
It was really bad, and there was widespread drug dealing all the way up, you know, all the way through Summerhill, Ballybock, that whole area, and I'm not denigrating...
When did the drug dealing start? Well, I suppose the heroin epidemic started in around the time the Duns brought in the drugs into Dublin and into Ireland, which would be well-known going back a long, long time ago. They were the gangland of the time. I mean, that's drugs probably started in around the late 70s, 80s?
Yeah, I think it was late 70s, early 80s. And that the north inner city of Dublin was particularly
ravaged,
badly affected by it.
Yeah.
But I remember going to school, like I used to get off the bus in North Strand. And, like the area was always, you know, it was always very run down. And over the years, in fairness to Dublin, it like generally the city's improved immeasurably. Most areas of the city, you know, with the money flowing into the city over the last 20, 30 years, a lot of cities look better, in fairness to it. I mean, 1980s Dublin, the quays used to look like some sort of bomb hit area, and a lot of areas of the city were very run down. So I'm not completely denigrating Dublin, but I do...
Maybe I'm looking back with rose-tinted glasses.
Yeah. things weren't great around a lot of the city back in the 1970s. It was just very run down. But with the influx of money, thank God, over the years into the city, like there has been huge improvements. But O'Connell Street just seems to book that trend. The whole area around O'Connell Street has actually managed to get worse. And you're talking about responsibility for it. I go back to what's going on at the moment, which is we're kind of looking at getting a directly elected mayor for the city, and we really badly need one. We need somebody to carry the can for the city and have responsibility for it. We don't seem to really have that at the moment. So we've Dublin City Council flailing around, doing the best that they can, but we don't really have we have councillors, we don't have somebody that ultimately where the
but
buck
the problem is for years there, planning seems to be like pin the tail on the donkey. I don't know what they're doing up in Mud Quay, but that's what it seemed to be like. But the problem with for O'Connell Street was at a time, I suppose, when there was government and politicians and councillors and everybody taking backhanders for planning, we allowed O'Connell Street to become what it is. We allowed all those fast food takeaways to open. And I remember going back to the 1980s, a friend of mine wanted to open a nightclub in the Ambassador Cinema. And they wouldn't allow him, if he bought it, and they wouldn't allow him change any of it. They wouldn't allow him put a neon sign on it. All that kind of stuff. There was so many restrictions it wasn't worth doing, right?
Yep.
And understandably, and rightly so. But they've allowed all these takeaways to literally do exactly the same thing. And this, I don't know how many takeaways there. I have never counted them, but I'm sure they're into double digits.
Absolutely. But remember, people used to come to O'Connell Street to go to the cinema. There was a couple of nice restaurants, as you were saying earlier, good shopping.
Five-star hotel, the Gresham was there. Which,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, yeah.
And now look at it. I mean, there was the Royal Dublin, which was pulled down, actually.
Yeah.
And all the cinemas of Barry Savoy have gone. And it's just, like, all it is now, as you're saying, is fast food joints and people just loitering around. And
drug addicts and violent people just loitering around.
And then with that in mind, I mean, I do remember going back 30 years ago, intervening, a tourist was mugged in O'Connell Street. So it's not like it happens. Like it's happened overnight, but the policing, like, it's always been a huge issue with the city centre, not just O'Connell Street. And funny, I came back from Munich the other night. Now, Munich was a very lively city on Sunday night. There were a lot of people hanging around, but there were police everywhere. The place looked a bit of a mess as well, which isn't like Munich. But when I got up the next morning to go back to the airport, the place had been completely cleaned top to toe. Like, it's like an army of people that are running around.
Yeah.
But I noticed the police didn't take any antisocial behaviour. Anybody who started messing was either removed or told to get lost. The city was remarkably well cleaned the next morning.
Yeah, but so, there was a visible police force.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, I imagine so, yeah.
But you'll see that in Europe. You will always see
visible. But you can walk up and down O'Connell Street and never find a police guard.
No, and it's. I remember during that mugging incident 30 years ago, I couldn't actually find a guard. I had to ring Star Street to help the tourist out.
Yeah.
But it was just, and that hasn't changed. And I'd like to know why.
But it's got worse. They've closed down the Garda station, O'Connell Street. And
yeah,
now, and by the way, what they do now, there's tokenism going on. They'll park a Garda van up on the footpath where the Garda station used to be, right? They'll park a Garda. But there's never anyone in it.
Yeah. But I'd like to know, why do we tolerate antisocial behaviour? It's not just in O'Connell Street, but generally in Ireland. It's not tolerated in most of Europe. People don't seem to act the same way. In fact, the UK, like us as well, they tend to have a high tolerance for us. But you don't get the same, you know, levels of tolerance in Germany or Spain or Portugal or France or Italy. People just don't act the way that they do sometimes.
But why do we tolerate drug users openly dealing?
Yeah, well,
and sitting there, I mean, I remember one day I was on the boardwalk. There was a guy sitting there banging up. You know what I mean? I mean, there's no other city or capital city in the world that'll be tolerated by any police force.
No, because they don't get moved on. So there's no blowback, excuse the term.
Yeah, but if Aon or Reardon given out now to Paul Keogh, who in The Dáil yesterday said it as it was, right? It was full of druggies, as he called them, right?
Yeah.
But Aon or Reardon defending and, walk a mile in their shoes type of thing, you know, and you should be feeling sorry for them. Go and visit a few rehab centres. That's not his problem. That's not Paul Keogh's problem. It's not the people who walk up and down O'Connell Street's problem.
No.
That's the state's problem. Sort that out yourselves. But they shouldn't be on O'Connell Street.
But you have to admit as well, now, like it's our capital city. Like, it's very embarrassing to see, particularly with tourists. Like, people are arriving here, they spend a lot of money to get to Ireland. Things are quite expensive for hotel accommodation in Dublin, and then they walk up O'Connell Street.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine American tourists visiting Ireland?
It's embarrassing. And Dublin has, I mean, it has improved a lot over the years. I mean, there was a stage even 10, 15 years ago, the city was in pretty good nick, even central Dublin, but it seems to have slid backwards again. And I think COVID,
all around Temple Bar as well has deteriorated really badly too. You know, I mean, it really needs an overhaul.
It's the city centre. I mean, a lot of areas of Dublin are still very nice, and I recommend people to, I'm in the travel business, so I said, if you come into Dublin, like, get out of the hotel, go on the Dart down to Dalkey, you know, go see nice Dublin. There is lovely Dublin there. But I can't really recommend, certainly the north inner city anymore. I'd be afraid to actually even recommend hotels north of the river at the moment. And I'm a north sider. And it pains me to say that, but it seems to be specifically the north side is definitely hasn't been looked after. It continues to be kind of neglected, and I do feel a directly elected mayor would really help.
Okay, somebody mentioned here there seems to be he talks about a particular community of people,
sure,
and they say that there's hundreds of them now outside my work in Talbot Street. They use it as a meeting place, all over the city, pickpocketing and just making the place look dirty.
Yeah, Yeah, I couldn't disagree with that. And I'm sorry to say it. I don't have anything personal against people who are drug addicts. I really don't. I mean, I feel very sorry for them. But when you have a situation where
I don't think he's referring just directly to drug addicts. He's talking about a particular community, probably a
nationality. Yeah, but people who are, when you have a drug addiction, nothing else matters. But to have them like in large numbers in the city centre, causing, it's not just hanging around. It's hassling people for money. It's maybe occasionally mugging people. It's
and making people generally feel unsafe.
Exactly, and we need to, that's in tandem with the city. We need to resolve that matter as well. But I do kind of, at the moment, I think we really do need to focus, and I'm glad it's been brought to attention that we need some TLC for a capital city. Other cities in Ireland, like Cork and Limerick, in fairness, I've been down there recently in both cities, and they've done quite well, actually. Cork.
Somebody makes a point here, and it's going to sound extremely insensitive, but I think they're actually right. Niall, sorry, but the soup kitchens on O'Connell Street, Westmoreland Street and Grafton Street need to be moved as soon as possible. That's the first thing that has to stop. He's got a point. Yep. Because when you have, I'm not suggesting we shouldn't help people who are in a vulnerable situation, but when you put them in these main thoroughfares, all you're doing is encouraging people, of that ilk, if you want to call it, to go there. Now, many of those people are very good people. They've just fallen on hard times. But others are quite violent people as well. So what I'm saying, he's right. They need to be moved away from there to stop encouraging people going there.
Absolutely. And again, we've no issue with people need to be fed.
Absolutely.
Faster, but it doesn't have to be done on the main thoroughfare.
No. Where you've got tourism.
No, I totally agree. And I just, as I said, I'm very, I'm born and I'm very proud Dubliner, but I just want to see my city better looked after.
Okay, sure. Okay, we'll stay there, Tony, for a second. Let me go to Catherine as well. Catherine, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Catherine?
Hiya, Niall, hiya.
Good.
I agree with everything that man is saying there. Absolutely, you couldn't disagree. After seeing that programme last night, it was thoroughly, utterly embarrassing. It was even worse than I thought. I said, oh my God, it's terrible.
That was over, that was Frank McNulty, just over 3 days, the reporter. And by the way, he was offered drugs on numerous occasions,
Yes. Your man, come on, have a try at this. He kept saying no.
Yeah.
Well, obviously he did.
Some bloke doing crack cocaine. Yeah, here, do you want to have a go? Yeah.
Unbelievable. Oh my, as you say, to the city we used to know and love. The only thing, I hope it helps, and these are the facts. Cleary's definitely will be open for Christmas. There's no two ways about it. It will.
Okay.
Definitely. The franchise going on, H&M, Women's Shop, Flannels, an English store, I never heard of, that's going in. They have the spot. That definitely will be open. I think it will be a help. Can I put it that way? It'll be a help.
Yeah, but why would you want to draw people into an area where they feel their life is in danger walking down the street?
Well, that is true. That's true. I just wanted to kind of put that out there. The only thing I'll say to you is, I'm looking at plans here. I just said to John there on the phone, I'm looking at plans here. Niall, I was actually on the committee. I'm looking at them here in front of me. I always keep these things handy. It's the plan for O'Connell Street. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard of our Hammerstone's property developer.
No.
Well, just to help you out, they actually own the Dundrum Shopping Centre and they own part of the ILAC, and they're the ones putting in the bid for the thunder's roaring here beside me. It's roaring. They're putting in plans for Moore Street, which was held up, obviously, because of, the 1916
So
building
this is Moore
there.
Street backing onto O'Connell Street. Yeah.
They put in the plans there. Of course, Debenham's gone. Didn't help the problem because that set everything back because that closed.
Catherine, seems you were on the committee and you know a fair bit about this. Is there a way of getting rid of all these fast food takeaways that are there?
No.
And I don't know how many of them there is. How many is there, by the way?
There's about 6, 7.
Okay, it seems like more to me, but go on anyway.
Yeah.
Is there a way of getting rid of them off, O'Connell?
The only one that was officially agreed with when we started out here on this committee a couple of years ago, the only one officially that went about it the right way was McDonald's.
Okay.
They were the legitimate one there. The rest got in through, shall we say, other means. I couldn't tell you how, but they did.
So loopholes in the lease or whatever. Yes,
exactly. And they do nobody any favours. They're very popular. People love them and all the rest. But as you say, they are tacky. Now, the plan I'm looking at here looks very well.
You wouldn't see a McDonald's on Oxford Street, I tell you.
Pardon?
You won't see a McDonald's on Oxford
Street. No. And you won't see
it. Maybe down a street, a side street or something,
Yes. And the only decent McDonald's I've ever seen, there's one on Grafton Street, but it looks very well. It blends in.
Yes, of course it does.
It looks lovely.
I believe, by the way,
I believe
the one on Grafton Street is the busiest McDonald's in Europe.
And it's very nice. It's not a bit tacky looking. It just looks well. And
the Gresham is still a beautiful hotel. Still lovely. But we used to have the Royal Dublin there. We used to have the Carlton Cinema there, which was gorgeous as well. The wonderful cinemas. I mean, that's the type of O'Connell Street we should have. Hotels, cinemas, yes. Shops to browse and look through.
Exactly.
The old days.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm looking at here now, and it looks great what they have in mind for the Carlton and all. That'll be gone. There's nothing behind the Carlton, as you know, anyway.
Dr. Quirky's. Is that still there, is it? Yeah.
That'll be gone, definitely. And then the whole buildings beside it, that was the Royal Hotel. There was never anything done there. Do you remember there was an Aer Lingus building there as well?
There was, that's right. Yeah.
Right, that's gone. That's gone years.
Yeah.
Years.
That was beside the Garda station, was just beside that then as well, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, and then you had the bank on the corner. That's well gone as well. So they're all well gone. So the hold-up now is all the Mickey Mousing around, and I'll have to say it, it is the TDs, because you've Mary Fitzpatrick from Fianna Fáil. She put in another bid with Hammerstone's, and then that backtracked in 2021. That was held up again, something to do with funding, and then the whole thing with COVID.
Let's get the buildings in order first and the retailers. Now, the next problem is the people.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So the behaviour of people on O'Connell Street. And the particular types of individuals that are loitering around O'Connell Street. How do we resolve that issue when there's not a Garda in sight?
Exactly. As one thing that the man before me there said about, I definitely think you need a direct elected mayor for Dublin that just, you know, give them more hands-on. We've tried that for years. That's trying to push for it now. I hope they get it. And I mean, comparing it to Cork is very, well, it's not great, but you, when you compare Dublin to Cork now, you can forget it, because let's put it this way, at the moment, Dublin is bursting at the seams. There's about a million people in Dublin. Mm. Most of the population's in Dublin, unfortunately, that's the way it is. There's a million people. You get on and off buses, I know, you probably don't.
I think the population of Dublin is 1.2 million, but the population by day is 1.7 million when you take it into consideration.
Yeah, I was in there last Saturday. Yeah. Oh, my God. The bus, even, I got on two stops for my terminus here in Drimna. As soon as I got there, and three stops, jammed.
Yeah.
Forget about COVID. It was great when it was COVID. But when you get on the bus, you did feel a lot better getting on.
Now, here's one that may come across a little bit insensitive. Mm. I mentioned it already to Tony, and somebody texted him, which I thought was a good text, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's meant to be insensitive. But sorry, but stop the soup kitchens on O'Connell Street, Westmoreland Street and Grafton Street. They need to be moved.
Yeah, I agree.
Now you're going to have the bleeding hearts out there saying, but what about the vulnerable? And I'm not suggesting we shouldn't look after vulnerable people, but drawing them into main shopping streets where you have tourism is not the right answer, is it?
Not at all. And they're kind of done, I hate to put it as tactfully as I can, they're done now without any kind of, shall we say, it's a willy-nilly job.
Yeah, okay.
They just appear
ad hoc,
and, that
ad hoc,
and
yeah.
I do feel sorry for the people, don't get me wrong. They're really, but as you, they should be more like, shall we say, in an area, say the side now at the moment, because, you know, Lower Abbey Street there, it's pretty wide. Where I put it to you, the old Adelphi.
I remember that.
It's pretty wide there, plenty of places down there. Why didn't they just go down there?
Yeah, and also, of course, you've got all these other Uber Eats and Deliveroo and all those. The lads and ladies who are delivering them all park their bikes. Their headquarters seems to be in the centre of O'Connell Street. That all has to stop.
Absolutely.
That kind of stuff has to stop.
And even around the GPO, they're sitting up on the windows of the GPO, their little ledges on the window. They all sit up there waiting for the trucks to come, you know, the food trucks. And I'm not going to put a fine point on it here. I'm going to say it the way it is. A lot of the people there, Niall, wouldn't be Irish people sitting around there causing a good bit of hassle.
Right. Okay.
Unfortunately, that's the way it is. So
No. I'm not disagreeing with you. Somebody mentioned that already in Talbot Street, a particular community tend to meet there and use it as a meeting point for nefarious activity, is what he's suggesting in Talbot Street, and that shouldn't be the way it is either. Well, that again comes down to security and on Garda Síochána. They should be doing their job. This idea that we all feel sorry for people. I understand we feel sorry for people who are vulnerable, but if people are breaking the law, people are breaking the law. Thank you, Catherine. Catherine has the whole plan there. She said it should be sorted out. But maybe it's up to the politicians and they need the political will to do it. But let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. But I keep texting, keep WhatsApping. We are talking about O'Connell Street. We are talking about prime time last night. So many people, by the way, shocked. I don't understand why you're shocked by it. It's common knowledge. And you know what? There's a whole censorship around the way we talk about O'Connell Street. We can't talk about drug users and why they should be arrested. Remember, it's illegal to take drugs in a public place like that. It's illegal to possess drugs in this country. But there's a softly approach going on at the moment. And for that reason, the Garda Síochána are probably afraid to arrest people. The other thing as well, it's illegal to be involved in criminal activity, and yet there are numerous people involved in criminal activity. And a lot of people, by the way, are texting in about a particular community. I'm not getting involved too much in the conversation, who are hanging around and loitering on Talbot Street and believe that many of those individuals are involved in criminality, in local criminality. I'm not talking about large-scale criminality, but local, small, petty theft around the area. And that something needs to be done about it. But political correctness will stop us getting involved in all that. Political correctness will stop us, you know, having a hardline approach to getting rid of the criminality and the petty criminality along O'Connell Street. Dave, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Dave?
Hello there, Niall. How are you?
There's a lot going on O'Connell Street, by the way.
Niall, they're all carefully well matched.
Who?
The spineless rats in the dog we have and the sewer rats that's hanging around and making people's lives in misery. Mm-hmm. These scumbags, the sewer rats in their tracksuits and the best of runners. And yeah, we're providing everything. Free drugs for them, free methadone, three drugs. Now, I woke my arse off, right? I can't afford to get sick. If I get sick, 60 quid per doctor plus medication. You're looking at 100 quid.
Yeah.
I can't afford that. But the sewer rats are getting everything. They've a free Lewis.
What do you say to people who give out about you using derogatory names for people who they say are very vulnerable?
Niall, if I was put into this Dublin City Council for 6 months, I would 3 months. I would have O'Connell Street cleared up. I would have a water cannon there going down.
You can't go down that road.
Well, you can, Niall, because we have to have a zero tolerance.
Yeah, but you can't be bringing in martial law on O'Connell Street. I'm not disagreeing with you that there needs to be a zero tolerance in place.
Well, I wouldn't like to be paying for the shop. I would host them over. We own the shop. I'm paying rent and nobody coming in over these sewer rats.
I mean, okay, they talked last night about, you know, drug addicts being on the streets, people living in tents on O'Connell Street, which is ridiculous, by the way.
Why are they living in tents now?
On O'Connell Street, yeah.
Why though? Why? There's places for them. If they don't want it, and all they're full of drugs, you're fucking full of drugs.
Watch your language.
You're full of drugs yourself, so it's suiting you. And we're not going to give you a house there in Dorky overlooking the bay, which we're doing to a lot of foreigners coming in. We're giving them hotels overlooking the bay, but that's another story.
Well, it's not just foreigners, but yeah, we'll go on.
You know what I mean, though? So what are the workers getting where it's not safe?
Okay, so your attitude is we need to get tough and it needs to be a zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance, and the do-gooders have not to be listened to. They're wasting their time at the courts every day, right? The courts, the barristers...
But what about the do-gooders to say, well, maybe if we spent more money, and I'm only telling you what the do-gooders will say, we need to spend more money on rehab, we need to help and support people who are more vulnerable, and that might help then to clear up the problem.
It's not helping them.
No, you're right. We spent it. We've thrown millions.
It's not helping. Zero tolerance. So the Isle of Man.
Do you think if the Garda Síochána are walking down, say, the boardwalk, and they see some lad, you know, banging up or whatever he's doing, or he's dealing in drugs, he should be arrested and put into jail?
Yeah, and the jail today was that's a joke altogether. We won't have zero tolerance in the jails now.
Okay, well, maybe we need another jail. We're running out of space. Let me go to Darren as well. Stay there, Darren. You're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Darren?
How you doing, Niall?
O'Connell Street. Oh, I think everybody has the same view at the moment. We're all saying we should have more zero tolerance. You know, the liberals of this world would be going mad listening to you.
Yeah, well, it's gone too far. The amount of feral children walking around O'Connell Street.
And feral children? Okay, yeah.
Feral children.
Okay. You're on the phone, yeah. Watch.
And it's not just O'Connell Street. It's Temple Bar. It's all around town. I came into town a couple of weeks ago, walking through town, and I was quite nervous because they're walking around in packs, and I seen them take...
Who's walking around in packs? Feral children?
The tracker lot.
Oh, the trackers, right, okay.
Yeah. I was standing at a bus stop waiting at a bus. There was a guy standing just up a little bit from me. One of the young fellas gave him a punch in the face. The other fella took the phone and ran. They gave him a couple of boots. I think I'd be nervous for elderly people going in.
I wouldn't walk down O'Connell Street.
Yeah, and having to stand and get a bus home. Like, for somebody elderly, it'd be frightening, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Walking from Temple Bar over to Abbey Street, 3 times I was offered drugs. I was offered heroin, I was offered crack.
Did you go across the Halfpenny Bridge?
No, I walked across from Temple Bar, I walked over O'Connell Bridge, O'Connell Street. And round to the right.
Right. And you were offered drugs?
Yeah, yeah. Not one guard did I see, not one.
Is that the problem? That there is no visibility of a Garda Síochána in the area? And even if there is, they're not doing anything about it.
As you said yourself, they parked the van up there, no one in it.
No, I don't know what that's about. It's the, oh, there's a Garda van there. We should all be worried.
Yeah.
There's nobody in the van. Everyone knows that.
They know that.
Yeah, of course they do, yeah.
You know, it's gone to hell. You know, it's
so,
shocking.
Okay, so you don't feel safe walking. I mean, and you're right, it's not just O'Connell Street, it's Temple Bar as well. It's that whole area in and around Abbey Street, you know, coming, particularly if you're coming there from the Abbey Mall or in around that area there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Talbot Street. Talbot Street is just a disaster.
Oh, a nightmare. And another thing is the organised begging.
Yeah.
You know, to go to an ATM and the amount of, and they're non-nationals that are around the ATM waiting for you to take out money and up in your face harassing you for money.
Well, I mean, we brought in laws to stop that particular community, and it was to stop that particular community at the time, going back about 7 or 8 years ago. We brought in particular laws of aggressive begging. And yet, it still happens.
It's not even a guard around to enforce.
You're not. It's illegal to sit begging near an ATM machine. It's illegal. Yeah. It's against the law. But there's nobody there to enforce the law, so what's the point?
Yeah, now you walk up O'Connell Street, you walk around.
Sounds like a zombie apocalypse or something, but go on, yeah.
Yeah, you walk around by any of the ATMs, they're there. Like, nothing's changed.
All right, listen, thanks for that. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Darren, as well. I appreciate both of you coming on the air. Let's have a quick listen to some of your messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp. Yeah.
Hi, Niall. Hi. Just your comment there about Oxford Street. I worked in Oxford Street over 20 years ago, and there was McDonald's in Oxford Street.
Okay.
I think there's 4 in Oxford Street now, if you check
okay.
it out.
Okay.
McDonald's isn't the problem.
Okay.
I'm there now.
Thanks for correcting that, but I bet you they're nicer. And I bet you they're tucked away somewhere nicer. Look, you can't compare Oxford Street to O'Connell Street. Oxford Street is kept well. It's maintained well. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not perfect. I'm sure there's criminality in Oxford Street. I'm sure there's pickpockets in Oxford Street. But you're not going to see, you know, running fights on a daily basis. Groups of people pulling the hair off each other and swinging each other around the street. That doesn't happen on a daily basis. And if it did, I'm sure it happens every now and again. The police would be involved very quickly. What I'm saying is, in comparison to the amount of shops, there is probably fast food joints, but certainly not as many. Look at O'Connell Street. It's not a big street. It's a reasonably small main street. And yet, it's plastered with the wrong sort of shops.
Hello, Niall. This is your old friend, Adrian Kells. God, I can't believe the way I was looking at prime time last night, O'Connell Street. I think, Niall, what they're going to have to do, they're going to have to put police and maybe put them in plain clothes, Niall, because if they dress up as uniform, they're going to have to do something urgently.
Yeah.
And they could bring in the army. They're going to have to do something urgently because, my God, just horrific now. Like, people going up there to Dublin on buses and things like that. God, Niall, I'll not be going up there now too often. I'll talk to you. I love the show, Deirdre and Kells.
I don't think she meant bringing the army to shoot them. That was just being flippant. Deirdre and Kells, thank you very much indeed.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.